I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come at
right.
Have, but it's more of the game, the storyline, the lies. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I know he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day if it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Man Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's game time!
What's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. I am your host, Dean. Class is in session. Guys, y'all want to call in? The number to call in is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Press 1 and we can chop it up. Also in Man Mindset News, guys, I want to let you guys know that I will be releasing the three-hour class in Manhood U on the King. And that's going to come with a 20-minute free video that comes with it to give you more understanding of why you need to learn about your king. Very important thing to know. So we're talking about the Super Bowl today, guys. Today is the day. Well, not today's the day. This week. Well, not this weekend. Let me look at it. We know Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is on a Tuesday. And I guess I kind of want to prep you now to get you prepared. We'll be able to do it also next week as well, because you'll be right in the midst of that weekend where this is the time to really get out there, and the easiest time of the year, really, when it comes to relationships, the easiest. And that's what we're going to talk about, as well as take your phone calls and stuff like that. If y'all got any questions or anything, or you want to get some free information about us, just go to themanmindset.com, www.themanmindset.com. You can go there, get all the information you need. But man, I tell you, man, wow. Other than Halloween, which I really loved, I love the week before Valentine's Day, and that's what we're really going to kind of go over and discuss with you guys, but also take your calls and answer them as well. Let's see here. You know, I did tell you guys I was going to give y'all a little bit of information on how to wow a woman and stuff. I don't know. I hate telling you and giving you this information because, again, you know, it's some of these women don't deserve it. I've never celebrated Valentine's Day like this, but I will give you some game if a woman is really interesting to you. I'll tell you what to do. I guess I'll get that out of the way first. You know, in order to do something like this, you got to prepare yourself. It's really some good game, and again, I don't want you guys doing this from someone who doesn't deserve it. A lot of women out there don't deserve shit, especially for Valentine's Day. I know a lot of you guys feel that you have to get your woman something, and we kind of grazed over it yesterday on yesterday's show, that, you know, if you really got game, dog, you really shouldn't be spending any money on Valentine's Day. Your woman should be taking you out. But if you're in a nice relationship and you got a woman that's worthy of this, I will throw this at you real quick. I know what I did something wrong. Oh, my goodness. Let me see here. I messed up the episode. I only got the episode set for 15 minutes. Let me see if I can make that edit on the episode. I apologize, guys. Man, I got the thing set for 15 minutes, man. Let me see if I can change it. But if I cannot change it, what I'll do is I will create another one. Oh, my goodness, guys. I'm so sorry. I kind of dropped the ball here. I was like, we got 8 minutes to go left in the show. And unfortunately, I hit the wrong button. Instead of making the show 2 hours, I made it wrong time. So I'm going to try to go in and fix that right now. Matter of fact, I just want to let you guys know, we're going to be starting the show probably at 8:30. So when it cuts off in 15 minutes, it's going to cut off in 15 minutes, guys. I apologize. It's going to cut off in 15 minutes, and then what we'll do is we will start the show back up at 8:30. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't set the show correctly like I should have. So don't hang in there. Give me a moment. You know, we do make little mistakes here and there. But I'm setting up right now. Let me see here. I messed that up. I can't make the change. So I've got to do it here. But yeah, just to let you guys know, the show is about to cut off in a few minutes. And we're going to do a rebroadcast of the show. We're going to start the show over at 8:30. Just to let you guys know, 8:30, which is going to be 15 minutes from the time it cuts off. So I just want to let you guys know. Yeah, your boy kind of messed up a little bit, but we can start the show a little bit later, which would be 8:30, which is preferably 10, 20 minutes from now. So let me see here. Yeah, I hit the wrong button, man. Damn. Hit the wrong button, gentlemen. So that's on me, but I do want to let you guys know that. Right now it says 5 minutes to go. I'm trying to edit the episode, guys. Remember, guys, this might cut off. So if it does cut off, I'm going to start it back up at 9:30 East, which is probably just 20 minutes away. So I can talk to you for like 5 minutes, and we'll start the whole show over again. And y'all can call in. We can chop it up and all the other stuff. I'm going to see if I can go in here and make the changes. I don't think I can. Let me see if I can come in here and try to edit the show. Let me see if I can edit it. Let me see. I'm trying to edit the show, guys. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. And I got the show going for a shorter time. No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. All right. Well, okay, guys. So I'm just going to talk to you right now. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. Call in. We'd like to talk to you. I'm going to stay on this thing for a minute as long as I possibly can. It looks like it's going to cut off, but if it doesn't, I can still talk to you and just start the show over again. So, but I apologize for the bullshit. But yeah, we're talking about Valentine's Day today, guys. This is a really big day for a lot of you guys, where y'all can really clean the fuck up when it comes to women, man. I'm telling you guys, if any day that you want to look at, today is the day. And but anyway, let me go ahead. We got 4 minutes left. Let me give you some game real quick for the guys that have good women. And then when we get into the show at the 9:30 East, we can talk about how you guys can get some women. So basically, guys, this is how it goes for women that are deserving, guys. And like I always tell you, do not do this to someone who does not deserve it. If she doesn't deserve it, please do not do this to her. Because what I'm about to tell you is a way that's going to impress everybody in the room. It's going to make all the women look at you a certain way. It's going to make all the guys jealous. And it's going to make you stand out amongst everybody else. If y'all know anything about us, we always like to take things to another level and change the game up a little bit. So what we want you guys to do in this scenario, in this case of everything, is what we want you to do is, let me see, flowers, balloon, teddy bear. Get 3 items. I would say get flowers, get balloons, and maybe a teddy bear or something like that. Just 3 nice items, okay? And what I want you to do is whatever restaurant that you choose to go to or take her out, you know, it's going to be a while. What I want you to do is really just go to the restaurant and bring those items to the restaurant earlier that day. Find out who the waiter is going to be. Talk to the manager and set it up. And what you want your waiter to do when you ask for dessert, you want him to bring 1 item out every 5 minutes. And the reason that's so cool and cold about that shit is that most women are usually getting all this shit during the day, the daytime, they're getting their flowers and all that other shit. They rarely get anything at nighttime. They think their day is over with. And what's going to make you stand out a little bit more amongst them is when you do that. So, you know, set it up. Make sure you tip the guy well. And like you say, when it comes time for dessert, now remember, think about Valentine's Day. You're going to be crowded, in a room crowded with people. Everybody's trying to impress their women so they can get a piece of ass, which I really don't understand, but they're trying to do that. So once you sit in that room and you ask for dessert, that's this cue. Brings out the balloons first. And what it's going to do is it's going to make her, it's going to give her that, what we call that princess feeling, that, you know, she's special. And what great guy. You're such a wonderful, sweet, caring guy. And at the same time, the guy's going to be like, damn, that's cold as fuck. The women going to be like, damn, she's so lucky. She's going to feel on top of the world. You just chill like it's supposed to be. And every 5 minutes, they bring out the balloons first. And then after that, they might bring the teddy bear out. And then 5 minutes later, he brings out the flowers, and it's a wrap. It's a done deal. She's already crying. The pussy's already wet. And you're going to be the motherfucking man. And every woman in there is going to be envious of you, envious of that woman, wondering why their man couldn't be so smooth. So it's just something that you can do, something to think about. But that's what I'm just saying. I mean, if you want to take care of her, but this is not what this show is about, taking care of her. Now, we do have 30 seconds to go, like I told you guys. I'm going to keep talking. If this does cut off at 9:30, which is 15 minutes later, I'm going to restart the show, and I apologize for the mix-up and everything. But, you know, that's what happens. I wasn't really paying attention to set the time right, but I'm just going to keep talking. But if it does cut off, like I say, guys, 15 minutes, but if it allows me to keep going, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk up until the point, restart the show, and I think I can do that. Okay, we're all live, so I guess I can do that. So I will talk for 14 minutes, and then what I'll do is I'll hang up, reset, retool, and we'll get the show started up again over again. But if y'all want to call in, y'all can do that. Y'all can call in at 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Just remember that we are going to cut this show off in a few minutes. It might be cutting off on me now, but in a few minutes we're going to start it back up. And we're going to talk about the importance of Valentine's Day weekend and why it is the biggest day for us and how I learned about this and all that. And we're going to chop that shit up real good. And this is it, guys. This is going to be the easiest time. I mean, even easier than Halloween. And if you don't have your stuff together, man, shame on you, because this happens every fucking year. So it's something that you should look at and want to check out. So absolutely, it's really, really something really devastating, something so goddamn dope. But anyway, like I said, I don't know if it's going to cut off on me. So what I'm going to do, I'm not going to take my chances. So what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to go ahead and cut this show off. And technically, 14 minutes, we're going to start the show back up. Please call in so you can listen, have your questions ready, get your crayons out, because we are about to chop up some good shit. So I'm going to go ahead and shut this down before it cuts us off. I will be back in about 14 minutes, so we will see you in 14 minutes. I'm shutting it down. I'll see you in 14 minutes exactly to chop it up. See you then, guys. Peace.